We turn now to our ongoing coverage of the opioid crisis. Dr. Rayford Brown is chair of the FDA Advisory Committee on Aesthetic and Analgesic Drug Products. He advises the FDA on opioids, including whether or not to approve new medications. And he's speaking up recently about what he calls a failure by the FDA to protect Americans amidst a crisis that kills some 130 people every day. Brown says the FDA is introducing opioids to the market that are too powerful and could cost more lives, and ignoring the advice of experts like him who are warning the administration not to proceed. Take the drug Dysuvia.
Dysuvia is a formulation of sufentanil, which is one of the forms of a drug which you may recognize, fentanyl. Fentanyl is currently the scourge of the United States. It's killing people on an almost daily basis. And I think it has probably surpassed heroin and prescription drugs in its impact on the public health.
Brown explains that the Department of Defense has been looking for stronger drugs to use on the battlefield, and they've helped fund years of research on Dysuvia. In 2017, the drug came up for approval by the FDA.
The basis for the approval is suspect in the minds of many, not just myself, but in the minds of many.
What raises issues for you there?
The basis of approving a drug is the demonstration of safety and efficacy of the opioid compound. These drugs have to first and foremost be demonstrated to be safe. For an opioid compound, safety is demonstrated by a lack of ease of abuse and addiction, and that had not been demonstrated for this drug. The other issue is the issue of the efficacy of the drug. Now, this drug is a tiny pill that fits right under the tongue and requires about an hour to begin its work. So you have a potent opioid that doesn't work for an hour. That doesn't seem to be a reasonable thing.
We reached out to the FDA for comment on all this, and they directed us to a statement from FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb from November. You can find that statement on our website at thetakeaway.org. We also reached out to the makers of Dysuvia and have not heard back yet. I asked Dr. Brown about the relationship between the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies and how big a role money plays in this picture.
It's called PDUFA funding, P-D-U-F-A, and it's money which is direct transfer from pharmaceutical companies to the FDA to pay in part for increases in medical officers that are required to do more and more rapid evaluations of these drugs. In the late 1990s, the Congress made a decision that they didn't want to pay to increase the size of the FDA, but they wanted the FDA to do its work faster.
Why did they want the FDA to work faster? Is it because of the urgency of treating patients, or is it because of the urgency of approving drugs to market?
It's because of the pressure of the pharmaceutical industry on our political process. An example of which, during the 2016 electoral cycle, the pharmaceutical industry put about right around $100 million into the electoral process. It's about money.
The Trump administration, doctor, has said that the FDA has failed in many instances. I'm wondering if you agree with that.
I do, and I wish I was the first to say that, but I really don't think I am the first. I don't think I will be the last either to call attention to the role that the FDA has played in the opioid crisis. In fact, the former commissioner of the FDA, David Kessler, said in an interview in 2018 that it was a terrible mistake to approve OxyContin in 1995, and that was likely the start of the public health crisis. So I think there are many, many people at very high levels, some from within the agency, that think that not enough is being done fast enough to help us to, number one, curtail the crisis, and number two, never have this happen again.
Doctor, why are you speaking up about this now?
For 4 years, as the chair of this committee, I did absolutely everything that I could possibly do to speak privately to the principals at the agency from top to bottom relating to opioids. I just want your listeners to remember, number one, I'm a physician and I treat pain when pain is required to be treated. I use opioids when opioids are required. I am not at all saying that we shouldn't have opioids, but what I have been concerned about is that despite my best efforts over the last 4 years in trying to lead the agency to create a new regulatory framework, the agency seems to be incapable of moving at anything other than a snail's pace. And that's despite the fact that the president has said that this is a national emergency. And I think that should give Americans pause, because the FDA needs to be able to change course rapidly. In the case of the opioid crisis, we can't take years to get this fixed.
Doctor, to your point, there is a lawsuit against the Sackler family, which is one of the manufacturers of opioids. I'm wondering if you think these lawsuits are one other way to get at the issue. Do they help move forward this urgency that and this awareness that you're hoping to see more of?
I certainly think that the lawsuits bring to the public's attention the drama that surrounds opioids. So the Sackler family, all of what's coming out in the newspapers now, on television and journals, and that's been going on now for nearly 20 years. And the fact that some are just learning of it, and the weight that that one family carried in pushing this crisis forward, is of interest. But that in and of itself is not going to play any role whatsoever in changing the way the FDA regulates opioids. And that is incredibly important, because if they don't change the way they are regulating opioids, then we will revisit this again and again and again, because that's historically what we have seen happen many, many times in the past.
Dr. Rayford Brown is a professor of anesthesiology and pediatrics at the University of Kentucky and the chair of the FDA Advisory Committee on Anesthetic and Analgesic Drug Products. Dr. Brown, thank you for joining us on The Takeaway.
My pleasure.